You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Marriage Matters by Tony Evans. This book is read by Myron Willis. This audio recording was produced in 2012 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Moody Publishers. Originally published by Moody Publishers in English as Marriage Matters, copyright 2010 by Anthony T. Evans, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1. Transcendence. The origin of marriage. For far too many people, the subject of marriage is like a three-ring circus. First, there is the engagement ring. Next comes the wedding ring. Then, there is suffering. One lady said that she got married because she was looking for the ideal, but it quickly turned into an ordeal, and now she wants a new deal. One man said that he and his wife were happy for 20 years. And then they got married. Many people today are disappointed with marriage. They wake up one morning only to discover that the reality they live in looms far from what they had once dreamt or imagined. Because of this, some are getting out of marriage almost as quickly as they got into it. On top of that, the breakup of a marriage these days doesn't seem to carry the same gravity that it did in the past. So-called no-fault divorces offer the option of an amicable split. The question is, if things are so amicable, then why not stay married? What we are experiencing today is the ending of marriages without even a hint of remorse. It reminds me of a guy who went to the Super Bowl. The stadium was packed, but the seat next to him sat empty. The man behind him questioned him about the empty seat. He answered, "That seat was for my wife. She would have been here, but she died." The other man offered his condolences and asked him if he didn't have a friend that he could have asked to come with him rather than let the seat remain empty. The man replied, "I do, but all my friends said they wanted to go to the funeral instead." Now, I realize I'm making light of a weighty subject, but I'm doing so to illustrate how the seriousness of the wedding vows seems to no longer be honored. Statistics remind us what we already know, either from personal experience or from our friends, and that is that over 50% of all marriages will end in divorce. Over half of every promise made that, until death do us part, gets broken. Because of this, what I would like to examine is the nature of the agreement we make when we get married. If we do not understand this agreement, then we will not be prone to protect it. What's even worse is that neither will we be apt to benefit from it. One day, a boy lost one of his contact lenses. He spent a significant amount of time trying to locate it, but he couldn't. Eventually, he told his mom. The boy's mom began looking for the contact lens with him and found it in only a matter of minutes. The boy asked, "How could you find that contact lens in just a few minutes when I must have looked for 20 minutes?" The mom said, "That's easy. You didn't find it because you were looking for a contact lens. I found it because I was looking for $250. It all depends on how you view it. Our marriages today are deteriorating at such a high rate, not because we no longer get along, but because we have lost sight of the purpose and prosperity of the marriage covenant. Most people today view marriage as a means of looking for love, happiness, and fulfillment. Make no mistake about it, those things are important. Those things are critical. They are just not the most important or the most critical. Yet because we have made second things first, as important as second things are, we are having trouble finding anything at all. Before we conclude our time together in this marriage guide, I want you to view marriage from a different perspective. I want you to see it differently. Marriage is a covenant. It is a covenantal union designed to strengthen the capability of each partner.